USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Speaking through a translator for the majority of his speech to Congress, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky invoked 9/11 and Pearl Harbor during his passionate address to Congress, pleading with American leaders to do more to help stop his country's war with Russia.
It's a lot to ask for, to create a no-fly zone over Ukraine to save people. Is this too much to ask? Humanitarian no-fly zone. Something that Ukraine, that Russia would not be able to terrorize our free cities.
After his speech, President Joe Biden announced another $800 million of a $13.6 billion spending package for Ukraine will go toward security assistance. And it's going to cost more to ride your Uber today. A new surcharge kicks in at 45 to 55 cents per trip to help drivers amid record gas prices. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. lawmakers are saying that Russia is on the brink of a total default.
Russia is on the brink of a financial obligation default. The economic cost of Russia's assault on Ukraine was further revealed on Wednesday as President Putin teetered on the brink of its first default on international debt since the Bolshevik Revolution. Moscow is due to pay $117 million in interest payments on a couple of dollar-denominated sovereign bonds it sold in 2013. Now, it should be noted there is a grace period, so we're really not going to know whether this is a default or not until April 15th. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Looking to slow historic surges in consumer prices, the Fed has raised its key short-term interest rates today by a quarter percentage point for the first time in more than 3 years and has forecasted six more hikes this year. That's up from the three total quarter point increases Fed officials predicted in December and the more than six moves many economists predicted this week. Another four hikes are expected in 2023.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
The Republican-controlled Georgia State House passed a sweeping election bill that would hand new election policing powers to the state's Bureau of Investigations and restrict nonprofit funding of elections. The 40-page bill would give the Georgia Bureau of Investigations the power to initiate election fraud allegations, work that is currently overseen by state election officials. The Investigations Bureau would also have the authority to subpoena election records with sign-off from the state attorney general. Citicorp Group has started covering travel expenses for employees who go out of state for abortions because of newly enacted restrictions from Texas, Missouri, and other states, becoming the first major U.S. bank to make such a commitment. The new policy is in response to changes in reproductive health care in certain states in the United States, the bank said in a public filing ahead of its annual shareholders meeting in April. The filing says the travel benefits are to facilitate access to adequate resources, but did not specifically mention abortion. City will cover transportation and lodging for employees who need to leave those states. And a massive 7.3 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Fukushima, triggering blackouts and a 1 meter high tsunami advisory in the region just 11 years after it was devastated by a deadly quake. The earthquake near Nami, Japan, a tsunami advisory was issued, but the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said that is no longer a threat. Stay updated anytime. USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.